Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Matt Swallows. And on our show, we like to talk about issues, topics, things you hear about. Maybe you read about them and you just skim the surface and you want to know a little bit more. That's what we're here to do. And with us today, if you've listened to us in the past few weeks, you've heard of my guest, Miss Judy Q, Judy Quillacy Temke. Again, we'll keep it as Judy Q for those reasons, because I will get tongue-tied. She provides dietary supplement education from a formulator's view, which is based on research. And I'm going to touch on this, or she'll touch on this, I'm sure. It's based on research. This is not based on her trying to sell a product. She's a scientist, a product formulator, and has worked for major companies in the dietary supplement industry, such as Rexall and Weider Nutrition. Her education is in dietetics, exercise physiology, and nutrition. And Judy speaks from the science and not to sell products. Again, we're going to say that probably more than once. She's here to talk about the science of these products. And today, we're talking about a topic that affects many Americans, many people around the world, and that is anxiety. But before we get to that, I want to welcome Miss Judy Q. Miss Judy Q, welcome again to the show.
Thank you.
She's becoming a regular fixture here in our studio, and I appreciate that. We talked to you in the past, and I guess we need to reintroduce, I guess, some of your qualifications, because, you know, some of the folks may not have listened to our past couple episodes about CBD and about your qualifications, but you are a product formulator, a scientist. You've done tons of research, not only on CBD, which is what we've talked about, but about a lot of different things. And one of the big things is anxiety, right? So how did you get into studying anxiety?
Because a company asked me to formulate a product for anxiety.
And so you wanted to know a lot about it.
I do what I need to do.
Yes. So this is not new to you, obviously, which is why we have you on the show. And anxiety is a big problem in the world today, especially in America. What got you started? So a company asked you to research a product, right?
Yeah, many products. Different companies, yeah.
Okay, so just in general, what did you find out about anxiety? I mean,
well, you know, to begin with, when you formulate, you're asked to do a product, you have to review all the literature, and there's a lot. There's a lot of wonderful compounds for anxiety. And, you know, again, I think for the consumer, it's important to not spend a lot of money if the research isn't there. You know you're getting something that is effective and safe. And to begin with, so I worked for Weider Nutrition and Rexall and a number of other companies that just made very good products. But no matter where you go today, you will see products for energy. And I think it's important to know that most of the products on the market that have energy have caffeine in it, either from Guarana, which standardized to caffeine, or other products. And it being aware of that, which caffeine increases anxiety.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot of people want to feel pumped today. And but I think it's important to be aware of looking or finding out from the company how much caffeine is in the product. Mm-hmm. 150 milligrams, you know, is about a cup of coffee. So how much is being put in those products, because it will affect blood pressure as well as heart rate.
You know, I have to be honest, talking about anxiety, I wasn't thinking about energy drinks when I brought that up. And but that is obviously, that's why you're the expert, not me. But, you know, personally, energy drinks scare me, you know, because I'm on blood pressure medication. And so, again, since I've become an official adult, since my kids come along, I really think about things differently. And yeah, I used to drink a Red Bull here and there back in the day, but anymore, I'm like, nah, you know, I'm on blood pressure meds. I just want to be careful. Are energy drinks, can they be harmful? I mean, just flat out harmful?
They could be, you know, in general, especially, I mean, you look at a supplement facts panel, you look at the label, and there's always a warning, you know, related with caffeine. It's always good to look at the warning. You know, people with high blood pressure should not be taking this product. So they could be dangerous. I mean, high blood pressure is considered a silent killer, you know?
Right.
So I think I am like super high energy. And so it's like, I always look for products that have that calming effect, you know, or I go out running with my Doberman, who is also high energy and takes anti-anxiety maybe, products. You know?
Maybe your Doberman mimics their owner.
Oh, maybe. She's like over the top. So anyway. So, but yeah, there's, so, you know, related to anti-anxiety, there's a lot of wonderful botanical products that are out there. And again, you know, you can pick up a book and read, but on a formulator's point of view, I am looking at if a product is standardized, like what does the research say? Does this product use a standardized extract or a powder? So I always look at an ingredient certificate of analysis when I'm formulating to determine the effective dose and, of course, safety, but also what is it standardized to?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, let me ask this question. This just hit me. Of course, now we're talking about supplements, right? We're not talking about prescription drugs right now.
Correct.
We're talking about supplements and things that can help you with anxiety. Now, I've always heard, I don't know if they always heard, I have heard, you know, like the health food stores or the supplement stores, how a lot of their products are not regulated by the FDA. They're not studied. They're not researched. That's just a general thing that I've heard. Is that true?
That is true. Although, you know, good companies, there is a disclaimer that is put on and, you know, I've used it over and over again because supplements should not be come across as a drug or implied that it has a drug-like effect or to cure.
Or to replace a drug. Even.
Exactly. So a disclaimer is put on every label. If it's not on there, red flag for the product. There's an asterisk that's put behind every claim that leads down to that disclaimer at the bottom. So if that's not on a label, that's a problem. That tells me that there's something wrong. You know, something wrong with the company, that they're not following the law. But so, yeah, they're not regulated. So people need to be aware that some of these products may have drug-like effects.
Yeah.
So they need to be careful and, you know, check with your healthcare provider, especially with anxiety if you're taking any medication, because it could very easily interact with medications.
So, I mean, we need to remember that these products are for sale and they're for profit. So, you know, take responsibility, read the labels when you go into some of these stores and just know that they're not necessarily regulated by FDA. And so at least read the disclaimers. You know, if there's not some disclaimer on there, then red flag, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know because, you know, and I don't want to name any stores or anything because I'm not trying to, you know, put down anyone, but it's just you see some national chains that seem to have a pretty good reputation, and those are supplements. You know, that's not necessarily approved by the FDA or researched or regulated. So just keep that in mind. And that's something that had popped up to me several years ago that, oh, that is right. Those aren't necessarily regulated.
Yeah.
So you can't just go in there and buy a bunch of them and start taking them just because it says you can do that.
Exactly.
So that's interesting. And now, okay, let me ask you this. Do energy drinks fall into that category as well?
They're supplements. So when you look at it, it doesn't say nutrition facts. It'll say supplement facts panel. And so, yes, energy drinks would be classified under that law, but they usually should have a number of warnings, you know, if they're loaded with caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And so also niacin. Niacinamide doesn't have an effect on blood vessels, but niacin does. So about 25 milligrams of niacin in a dose can cause a flush. And I've seen, you know, people experience very bad effects from niacin. So they need to be aware of that. But most products will use niacinamide, which is a different form and doesn't have that effect. But it's just something to be aware of that may be in an energy drink.
Okay, so niacin could be an ingredient in an energy drink or in a supplement.
It's a B vitamin, but, you know, it could have a negative effect.
Okay,
so.
But if it's listed as niacinamide, then it should be okay.
Yes, no effect on blood pressure, you know, that I've seen in the scientific literature. But there are wonderful compounds such as, I don't know if you've ever heard of chamomile tea.
I've heard of it. I mean, I just heard of it as a tea. And maybe I associate it with calmness.
Yeah.
I don't know that. Not against it. I just don't drink it.
Yeah. Well, and there's, you know, what's interesting is there are actual studies. Now, maybe it doesn't have the best taste, but, you know, you can add flavors to it, or you can add maybe a little bit of stevia, which is a natural sweetener. But chamomile has what's called terpenoids and flavonoids that have antioxidant properties. So it has health benefits, but also it promotes like a sedating or a relaxation effect, even on the gut. I believe years ago, I saw some research on antispasmodic. So it's like a relaxant to the gut. And it has an active. So many times if you bought a capsule, it should say standardized to apigenin, which is a bioactive that's found in chamomile.
Okay, yeah. I've heard that phrase before.
Yeah. And so, chamomile is something that I would highly recommend, you know, for people if they can, you know, tolerate the taste. Another one is passion flower.
Okay.
Which passion flower, you know, has been used in Europe for many years for relaxation. It's used for restlessness and anxiety in Europe. It was actually named it because it resembles the crucifix, the flower itself. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but you hit on something, restlessness. Now, like I've heard this before, you know, restless leg syndrome. Is that something that could help with that potentially?
Well, that's a disorder, and it's something that, of course, you'd go to the doctor if a person has that disorder and check with them. But, you know, I mean, there are some doctors that are open to the use of different botanicals, and they may be open to the use of that, I guess, depending upon how severe the problem would be. So,
okay.
But restlessness is a very uncomfortable feeling. Mm-hmm. And if people are healthy and they're taking a supplement, you know, there's wonderful botanicals that can be used for that. One that I really used to like was Kava Kava, and I named my African gray parrot Kava Kava. And it really helps with anxiety, and there's research as a muscle relaxer. I mean, it's quite amazing. But a number of years ago, I was formulating, and we got a report from England that there were side effects of liver toxicity. So immediately came over to the United States. And so then it was like, you know, we had to make a decision for liability remove it from formulas.
Gotcha.
But recently the NIH is studying it. So I think, you know, I love Kava Kava, but, you know, there's this potential of liver problems, which, you know, of course, people should be aware of if they're taking it. But, you know, maybe in the future we'll see more good safety data on Kava. But it's quite an amazing, you know, botanical.
Well, good. We've been meeting with Miss Judy Q, talking a little bit about her research into anxiety and some ways to help with that. And when we return from the break, we are going to dig more into her research and find out more about what she knows on anxiety and some ways to reduce stress, those type of things, when we return from Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Matt Swallows, and with us today is Miss Judy Q, and we have been talking to her about some of her research and studies on anxiety and ways to cope with that with supplements or natural ways to cope with that. And in previous shows, we talked about CBD, and is CBD a good way to cope with anxiety and stress levels?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot to learn about CBD, and what we're learning or what we know at this point is that there's human research related to its effect on anxiety and also on sleep. It's not the best research, but it shows that it does have an effect. So I would say yes, dosage is still kind of up in the air, and I think it's a free-for-all right now because there's no regulation. But, you know, big picture, I think there's definitely some benefit there.
Okay. And so for the folks out there listening, what are some ways? Okay, anxiety is stress, obviously. What are some ways just to reduce stress in general?
Well, you know, first of all, I think reducing caffeine, because people today are stressed out. Everybody's stressed out. Breathing, you know, having that spiritual component in your life with God, I think that's very important. Diet is critically important. And, you know, just being aware, everybody follows different programs today. And I don't really, you know, I just listen in general. Well, you know, what's real interesting talking about diet, I think about tryptophan. Tryptophan as a supplement was taken off the market years ago, and then it was brought back on. And it's an amino acid that's found in a lot of foods.
Turkey, right?
Yeah. And you think about after Thanksgiving dinner, everybody wants to sleep.
Yes.
You know? So the tryptophan is commonly used today as a supplement for anxiety or also for sleep. There's another one called ashwagandha, which there's been quite a bit of research.
Ashwagandha.
Okay.
That's neat.
Oh, yeah. It's an Indian botanical. And it is considered an adaptogen, which is kind of interesting. Adaptogens have an effect against stress.
Okay.
And so with ashwagandha, the research in humans has demonstrated that it reduces anxiety. It helps to kind of maintain energy levels. It's a product that I would say doesn't, I don't think people would really feel right off the bat, because the studies have been used, I mean, I think they've been at like 4 to 6 weeks. And basically, it also has been shown to reduce cortisol levels, which is related. It's a stress hormone.
Okay.
The doses in the studies were about 250 milligrams taken daily. And the other thing that's very important, it's not just a powder. The products that were used in the research, okay, so listen to this one, standardized to 10% with thionylide glycoside conjugates and 32% oligosaccharides. So bottom line, when you're looking at a label that has ashwagandha, make sure that it's standardized to the actives, because that is what was used in the research. And, you know, I'm one to watch how I spend. I've got 4 kids and I've always kind of watched my money. But when it comes to supplements, you want to be sure that you're using the products that were used in the studies.
Gotcha.
Powders in general may have an effect, but, you know, you have better knowledge and from following a product that is standardized that was used in the research that showed a benefit.
Okay. Okay. So ashwagandha. Ashwagandha. Okay. So is that a product that you just walk in and you buy ashwagandha, or you're looking for it as a, ingredient?
Very good point. You can buy it by itself. Like you can go into a health food store, you can buy it Amazon or another online company and buy it as a standalone.
Okay.
But many times, and as a formulator, you know, we're always creating formulas that are unique compared to other products on the market. So it may be combined with other ingredients. The problem, as it combined, you may not get an effective dose.
Okay.
Because they may just throw kitchen sink together,
yeah,
everything. And then, you know, again, to make a claim, they really need an effective dose of something to be able to make a claim.
Okay. So. I think you mentioned this earlier. I think I heard you say this, but like, I guess I associate a lot of these products with just relaxation, calming, you know, if you're stressed. But what are some products that calm you during the day but doesn't put you to sleep or make you lethargic, I guess? Because, I mean, you know,
yes,
I think of tryptophan, like you mentioned, after
exactly
Thanksgiving, you know, everyone's laid down, take a nap, you know, so I associate a lot of these with that same thought, you know, and hey, I got a lot to do today. I can't afford to take that and make me sleepy.
Right.
So
the ashwagandha is taken during the day.
Okay.
And actually, I mean, passion flower can be. Valerian is one that all the research is for sleeping. You wouldn't,
okay,
smells
so
like
valerian.
Smelly socks too. No,
okay.
It smells so bad, but it really helps, you know, the research shows it really helps with sleep.
Okay.
Another one is L-theanine, which is actually found in green tea. And people can actually go L-theanine, comma, research, and you will find, you know, all the data on any of these compounds. L-theanine actually negates the effect of caffeine. So it has an effect in the brain. It works on brain neurotransmitters, but it also has a calming effect. And so, and I think even my Doberman, I give her a product that has L-theanine in it. Okay. But it's, you know, it's another dietary supplement ingredient that is out there for relaxation.
So you said valerian is one that's, I guess, supposed to help you sleep.
Yes.
Okay, so here's one I've heard about, and I have some friends that take it and swear by it, but melatonin. I say, I just take some melatonin and I sleep like a baby, you know?
Yeah. So, and we can talk about this another time, but circadian rhythms are critically important in the brain. And melatonin, oh my gosh, I've done a lot of research on melatonin. And it's so important to keep those levels up at nighttime.
So at one point, I want to interject real quick. But at one point, you studied circadian rhythms, and didn't you?
Yes.
For a few years.
Yes.
Okay. So
love it.
Again, another, she's an expert on this.
Oh,
so
no.
Listen.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And I could go into, you know, the master clock, which is in the brain, and the super chiasmatic nucleus. Wow. It's so cool.
I thought that's what they called it.
Oh my God.
Just kidding.
But anyway, melatonin is very inexpensive and companies across the board make claims on it because the research is there in a very small amount. And so, you know, pediatricians many times will make recommendations for melatonin. My Doberman takes 1.5 micrograms at nighttime. You know, the doses are very small, but increased melatonin actually promotes circadian rhythms and, you know, is very important overall.
So that does help you sleep then?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, it may give you funky dreams. That's for, I did, you know, really review the literature. Why do you have funky dreams? Like, I have 12 tortoises in my office.
You really do, or this is a dream?
I do, but I had a dream when one time I was taking melatonin that they were like in a cage and I was going in with boots. And I mean, it was just the craziest dream.
Uh-huh.
So they can, you know, the melatonin can give you dreams that are abstract. And I don't know, it may be related to stress levels in people's lives, but anyway, and some people may not sleep through the night with melatonin.
I guess my next question would be, does it affect your circadian rhythm? Meaning, does it make you too sleepy? Are you groggy the next day because of this or any of these, valerian even?
Yeah. I mean, there's always that possibility of taking too much, which would give you a droggy, you know, almost hangover feeling in the morning, and which is not good. And again, people should not take it if they're on, you know, a number of different types of medications. Should check with their doctor before they take anything, even melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone. I mean, it's listed as a dietary supplement, but it is a hormone. So if you think about that, that's like major. And so you need to be real careful, you know, with taking it. Although many people take it and find it to really help with sleep.
Okay. Well, like I said, I've had several folks, and I think you've even seen it on commercials and stuff, you know, with melatonin, and it's hadn't scared me, but I always thought, well, if I take that, I might get too deep of a sleep and not be able to wake up in the morning normal, you know, on my regular time. But I have noticed the circadian rhythm thing. I've gotten to where I sleep with my blinds open. So when the sun starts to peek through, it's like, it's just an alarm clock for me. It's like, I'm waking up, and you know, as it comes up, I'm more awake. And it's like, it's so funny because we had our house painted recently, and so they had to tape over all the windows. And I told my wife, I said, "This is really messing with my circadian rhythm."
Wow, that is
because I'm not waking
you
up.
Are.
You know,
that's amazing. Seriously,
but I don't know if that was true. I was kind of halfway being funny.
It is true
with her, you know, and she laughed.
I
kind of think that's real. You know,
it is. Yeah, because it has a lot to do with light.
Uh-huh.
Light comes in through the retina, which affects, you know, the optic nerve and affects the circadian rhythms in the master clock.
But
it's kind of where it begins.
Funny thing, another thing I associated that too is with my mood a little bit. Like in the morning getting ready, it's like, I can't see outside. You know, it's just, it's affecting my mood. I want to see outside. I want to see the sun. I want to see natural light.
Interesting.
And when they were taped up, like, oh, this is killing me. You know, it's driving me crazy.
Yes.
Didn't quite make me anxious, but I didn't think I needed the ashwagandha just yet. Okay, well, Miss Judy Q, I want to thank you once again for being with us and for the discussion on anxiety and just some natural things you can do to help anxiety and relieve anxiety. And again, thank you for taking time. And if you want to know more about her, excuse me, she will be having her podcast and it's still kind of a TBD. We don't know exactly when it's going to be, but go online, Stone.com, and look and see when when her podcast is going to start, and she's going to talk about a whole host of topics that she has studied through her career. Thank you so much for joining us again.
You are welcome.
And we look forward to seeing you sometime in the future, maybe.
Thank you.
That's Local Matters. Thank you so much.